This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The National Democratic Alliance NDA Parliamentary Party meeting, now known as Mangal Milan, was held at GMC Balayogi Auditorium in Parliament House today. During the meeting, NDA Alliance partners passed congratulatory motion honouring Prime Minister Narendra Modi for becoming the longest-serving elected Prime Minister of India. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi called for coordinated efforts by all stakeholders to prevent paper leaks in future examinations across the country. He said Mr. Modi reiterated the government's commitment to ensuring strict action against those involved in examination paper leaks and safeguarding the interests of the country's youth. The Prime Minister said all those involved in the recent NET paper leak case have been arrested, with 13 accused currently lodged in jail.
As soon as reports of paper leak emerged, the government took swift action. 13 individuals were arrested and sent to jail. To ensure that the future of students was not affected, the NEET re-examination was conducted on priority and the results were declared in a timely manner. Strict measures have also been put in place to prevent such incidents from recurring.
Mr. Rijiju said Prime Minister Modi also spoke about the free trade agreements that India has signed with several countries. During the meeting, Mr. Modi said, in every free trade agreement, the interests of Indian farmers have been given the highest priority. The Lok Sabha was adjourned till 12 noon, while the Rajya Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. over the opposition uproar on various issues, including the NET paper leak case. When the Lok Sabha began its proceedings at 11 a.m., Speaker Om Birla tried to take up the question hour, but the opposition members raised the issue of the paper leak of NET examination. Mr. Birla urged the opposition to cooperate in running the House, but the opposition members continued with their protest, which led to adjournment of the Lok Sabha till 12 noon. The same scene was also witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. After laying of papers by the union ministers, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan allowed the leader of opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, to raise their issues. Mr. Kharge raised the issue of student protests yesterday in New Delhi over the NET issue. Following uproar by opposition and treasury benches, the upper house was adjourned till 12 noon and subsequently till 2 p.m. More than 118 police personnel sustained injuries yesterday when a protest escalated into violence in New Delhi area. The injured include senior officers of the ranks of Special Commissioner of Police, Joint Commissioner of Police, Additional Commissioner and Deputy Commissioner of Police. In a statement, Delhi police said, during the protest, the protesters displayed unruly, aggressive and violent behaviour, and despite repeated warnings and lawful directions, they refused to disperse and violated prohibitory orders in force. India today summoned the Russian Shashde the Fair, Vladimir Ladanov, following the attack on the commercial vessel MV Golden Leo on the 19th of this month, which resulted in the tragic loss of four Indian lives. Conveying grave concerns and unequivocal condemnation of the attack. The Ministry of External Affairs said such attacks undermine the safety, security and stability of international maritime commerce. In Sikkim, search and rescue operations are underway to safely evacuate people trapped inside the under-construction tunnel of the NHPC Teesta Stage 6 hydroelectric project at Samardung in Namchi district. Senior Superintendent of Police of Namchi District said 9 bodies have been recovered by the rescue teams so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamangole. Mr. Modi took stock of the situation and rescue measures. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the tragic incident in Namchi District. Mr. Radhakrishnan conveyed condolences to the bereaved families. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall today over parts of Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad. Places over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, parts of northeast India, Bihar, east Madhya Pradesh, Konkan and Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand are also expected to receive moderate to heavy rainfall during the day. And with that, we end this news bulletin.